Why go through all the trouble of writing a second, expanded, and updated version of The World is Flat only a year after the first expanded version was published and a mere 2 years after the original? I can offer a very brief answer. Because I could, and because I had to. Precisely because of the powerful technological forces detailed in this book, the publishing industry has sped up, and it is now possible to revamp a whole book relatively easily. That is what I mean when I say I could. The reason I must do it is fourfold. First, the forces flattening the world didn't stop when the first edition of this book was published in April 2005, and I wanted to keep tracking them and weaving them into my overall thesis. Second, I wanted to answer one of the questions I was asked most often by parents while I was traveling around the country to speak about the book. Okay, Mr. Friedman, thank you for telling us that the world is flat. Now, what do I tell my kids? In the 2.0 edition, I added a lot more material on the subject of what is the right education to access the new middle-class jobs, and I have added still more in this 3.0 edition. Third, I found many of the comments from readers and reviewers both thoughtful and useful, and I wanted to absorb some of the best of them into the book. And finally, in this 3.0 edition, I have added two new chapters to deal with themes related to the flat world that were not apparent to me before, but now seem extremely important. One deals with how to be a political activist and social entrepreneur in a flat world. The other deals with a more troubling phenomenon.